Blog Talk Radio.
About you, man.
Teaching my walk and my works, my experience and my demonstration along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and inner standing, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize and materialize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Thursday, the day of Obatala, Governor of the Head, July 14th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple, Voodoo Baji, temple space of the House of the Divine Prince Taya Mecca, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted, most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick, along with the knowledge of healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. Indeed, a full and capable understanding of navigating the spirit realm. For indeed, the spirit realms are more real, more tangible, more evident than this plastic, seasonal, cyclical, spherical, ever-changing, temporal, earth plane, weather-driven dimension for which many of us are ill-prepared to navigate. True spiritual power, knowledge, materialization, demonstration, efficacy lies in its ability to produce and manifest results right here, right now, in the face of any trial or tribulation, in the face of any challenge or challenger, in the face of joy and sorrow, here and now, in this divine moment, time, space. My live call-in and listen-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do remember to press the number 1 on my telephone keypad. I will be more than happy, humbled, respectful to address your question, comment, or request momentarily in that spirit and time do allow. Remember that my website, where I can be reached, as well as many other well-qualified practitioners within my virtual temple groups, via my website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, astrologers, numerologists, Ianifas, Balalawas, Orisha priests, Paloids, and many other practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. There you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And these links can also be located 24 hours a day via my main Keen profile by visiting www.keen.com /divine+prince. These links can also be found via my cam page, mycampage.com/thedivineprince, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I am humbled, indeed honored, grateful, appreciative of each and every one of your divine being and presence within this squared circle of gods and goddesses. We are indeed divine and human. We are gods as well as humanity. And I acknowledge each and every one of you for your presence. Those who are listening in on the phone lines, I'm also honored and grateful for your presence. Someone is suggesting that there might be an issue in the chat. I'm really not clear on that. There very well may be, I'm seeing some unusual conditions as it relates to the chat right now. So there might actually be something going on with the chat. And if you are indeed listening and are having a problem with the chat, do send Blog Talk Radio an email message and let them know that there is an issue. I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil. It's just an illusion, my friend. It's just a test. It's just a buffer, if you will, of your increasing, growing, ever-evolving greatness. Just a challenge. But it is not real to your experience, to your ultimate outcome. So let's be mindful of the tricks of the devil. We've been reintroducing the devil here lately. It's needed. We've lost touch with some of the very basic elements of our spirit realm by way of all the various diversity of religions and paths and philosophies and prophetizers and overstanders. But indeed, we are in battle. We are at war. My people know and understand. I will be forward. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Amen. Amen. Vous êtes la vie nouée. Papa, petit, 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 petit,
thank you.
Alafia, and Ashe. Indeed, I am humbled, honored, and grateful for each and every one of your divine being and presence, those who are with us in the live chat. We are having some audio issues in the chat. Hopefully, those are being worked out as we speak by Blog Talk Radio. So many of you have gathered on the phone line, and we most certainly are appreciative of your doing so. Our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as spirit and time do allow. There's a question in the chat about my dread. Indeed, there are various types of dread. If you are going to a loctician, if you are having a professional twist your hair or beeswax in your hair or sister locking, those are not really dreads. And there is a difference. This difference is often difficult to explain, save those who have gone through the process. I'm a 21-year dread. What you're seeing now is 12 years of growth. I've cut my hair 3 times over the 21 years, only because during that process I learned some of those differences that I'm sharing with you now, and wanted to go back and improve some things or change up some things that I had done to my hair. When you go into a dreading process, particularly if it's not a fad and you don't intend to cut it in a few years, you're talking about something that's going to stay with you possibly for decades. So everything you do to your hair from the very first day of the process on stays with you. And many of us, I won't call out any names, but there's some present with us right now who I know personally who've gone through that process and have had to cut their hair or have had to restart it because of some of these things that we pick up culturally. And this is a personal feeling, but particularly here in the Western world, we've sort of been indoctrinated that there is something wrong with our hair. Even when we, quote unquote, become conscious and begin a dreading process. So there's still a certain program there that I have to go and have someone do something to my hair. It has to be fixed a certain way. I need an expert to do thus and so. And depending, again, on what type of dread you are and the type of look you're trying to achieve, for the natural dread, none of that is necessary. In fact, it can be harmful. Beeswax stays in your hair and will erode your hair over time. It is an organic material. You see people with that chalky look in their hair. That's a great reason why. People see my hair, they see the shine, they see the health. They say, well, what are you putting in your hair? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's what I'm eating. It's the amount of water I'm drinking. It's the amount of toxins that I'm not exposing myself to. And the bottom line is it's spirit. I remember when I went through my second dread process, I had cut it that second time and had sought some advice from an elder queen. And she said, just pray on it. All the stuff you're trying to do and add and assist with, just pray on it. Just let it go and pray on it. And again, I didn't listen. I let my hair grow out a few years again and was unhappy and shaved it for that final third time. And when I cut it all the way to the scalp. I don't mean I trimmed the ends or cut it back. I mean I started completely over fresh from a bald head. And this last time I did not twist my hair. I did not separate my hair. I just let it go. And I spent many years, I'm in 12 years of growth now. I spent many years wrapped, like many bobos do and many queens do. so that I could sort of go through that process. Also, when we allow other people into our hair, we draw upon their energy, their stuff. And if you're not seeking someone pure in spirit, and you can't always judge that or tell that in a commercial setting, I wouldn't dare let someone I didn't know, and quite often someone who does not have dread themselves, even get involved in my hair in the process. That was, again, one of those things that I learned through my own experience, through those first three periods of dreading, that I said this time I wouldn't do, and it's been effective. So I'm not suggesting, you know, you take me at my word. You know, you're going to do what you choose. All is a blessing. But continue to ask around, continue to consult people, and ask them how long have you been dreading, and you'll find that your answers will differ. People who've never gone beyond maybe 5 years of growth can tell you certain things that someone who's had a decade of growth or more can tell you about your hair. And these things show up. Another quick example, because I want to go to the phone lines, I believe Goddess Mother Varisha, one of our priestesses, has a comment. Beads, that was a mistake I made that second time around with my hair, was with beads. And it crimps your hair, it compresses your hair, and many of the dreads where I had those beads into that 10th year, that 11th year, that 12th year, degraded, and I ended up having to cut them. So, you know, this is not a judgment speech. I'm really not. You know, there are people who want sister locks. They're happy with that. There are people who like getting their hair twisted. They have their own understanding, reason for doing so, and I have no position to question them on that. But you're asking about me. I'm just telling you, this is what I did, what I didn't do, and quite honestly, I don't do anything to my hair. Even shampoo builds up in your hair over time. So I may use shampoo in my hair maybe once or twice a month, unless I do something, you know, extra strenuous or expose myself to an environment where I know I may have picked up more than usual. You can't overuse hair products. They will build up in your hair over time. So that's a powerful question. I greatly appreciate it. I'd much rather people ask than assume. So I honor anybody who asks questions. 510, I'm going to your line. God, is that you?
Hello?
Peace and blessings.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, a peace and blessings. Yeah, I was just going to comment on what you were talking about, you know, the hair issue. And I've had my locks for, let me see, my oldest son is 22, for 21 years. And I just cut them in September. And I'm going to explain why I cut them to the audience, because you know. The reason why I cut them, because like Prince said, when people get into your space and your circle and they're carrying a lot of crazy energy, it does get into your hair, especially if they touch it inadvertently without asking. And all through those years, I built up all that energy, and I knew it was time for me to cut it. Vanity wouldn't allow me to do it because it was so long and luxurious and beautiful, but I had to do it. And once I did it, I felt much better. Believe me, when you're growing your hair from a natural process, as he was speaking about, and I did go through some times where I did go to the salon and get it done just because of the business I was in. I had to go to certain meetings and go to certain functions that, it, you know, I had to make it look presentable and non-threatening to the other people I was working with. And that even made me feel uncomfortable at times. Although it did look nice, it just wasn't, you know, true and genuine as far as I'm concerned. But growing locks is a process. It takes patience, and you have to be ready for it. You really do. I knew when I grew my locks, I was ready. I did it before my oldest son turned a year old. I was ready, but now my hair is starting all over again, and it's just growing naturally like trees, like it did in the beginning. You know, so I just wanted to comment on that, just, you know, so whoever asks the questions, they can, you know, get a, you know, a woman's opinion also if that was needed, you know, so. Yeah, and we do. I'm sorry, what did you say? Hello?
I said yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's true. So now I'm happy with, you know, growing my locks all over again, and it feels good. It's a new beginning. It's just a new feeling, you know, a new feeling. Because all that hair I had, it was a lot of hair, too. And it just was a lot of emotional and energetic heaviness that I could no longer hold because it was disruptive. When people put their hands in your hair and they have a lot of stuff going on, it becomes disruptive. It really does. It will drive you crazy if you're not aware of it.
The contact and people touching your hair. You have to look at your diet also, the amount of water you're drinking. And let me be clear. I'm not suggesting that, you know, that we adhere to the Leviticus, the book of Leviticus in the Bible and its laws and tenets. But I will say that in exposing myself to it, as a spiritual person, it really helped me to better understand what type of covenant, and I'm going to use that word that is used in the book of Leviticus, where it states that going natural and doing this dreading process, it's really a covenant with you and your God and spirit. And that changed how I viewed my hair, how I dealt with my hair, and the whole process of it. And again, there are some things in there that, you know, I don't necessarily adhere to specifically. I'm not suggesting that you follow anything blindly, you know, but it changed my perspective, if you will. It even suggests in there coming in contact with dead bodies, which we can look at literally, but also figuratively or symbolically or spiritually. So when we look at it as a natural extension of spirit, it really does change the whole context in which we identify our hair and the process and how we confront it. And for me, and apparently for the goddess mother of Orisha Superqueen also, it has been beneficial on many, many levels.
Yeah.
So I greatly appreciate that comment and the question, and we certainly appreciate you and everyone who's present with us now live in the chat room with us. Angelic Soap, Don Childers, Queen B1, True True. Now, if you all are now hearing me in the chat, just put a number one in the chat. I did see that John Sweet was here, and now he's gone, so I don't know if he detected the problem or if he fixed the problem or if he didn't experience the problem. So if you are live in the chat right now and you can hear me using the Internet, put a 1 in the chat box. If you're just in there and you're on the phones, then, of course, you won't respond, and I'll get a different. Thank you, Queen B1. So the chat should be available to you. I'm going to take just a brief intermission, and I will be forward. I will go back to the phone lines and humbly accept any of your questions, comments, and concerns, as well as those in the chat. And if you do ask a question in the chat, for me specific, if you can, type it in all capital letters. It makes it easier for me to distinguish it from just a sort of regular chat conversation. So I will be forward. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe. Thank you. Ashe. In this divine moment, we lose divine serenity and tranquility, peace and love, community and co-unity. We bind that which seeks to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Viper and vampire, haters and perpetrators, Rasta, pastas, Bacon, Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis and pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, overnight spiritualists, backstabbers, false prophets and fearmongers, strong-armed prophetizers, parasitic politicians and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, destroy, and enslave progress, spirit evolution, and forward movement. We bind all manner of danger, seen and unseen, evil known and unknown. And we loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power and protection, joy and prosperity, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for immediate divine revelation and manifestation. We vibrate now with our ascended ancestors and Aguns and all those who have gone on before us in transition and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here and now in this most present moment in time space. We forever reverberate and reiterate your names and enliven our lives with your divine wisdom and presence. Ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. We invoke you, we invite you, we impart you to battle forward with us and for us. Ashe. May we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Ashe. Shall we manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time space and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilization, to change ourselves as we now know it. I and I and I and I, even me. How dare I to assume your divinity? How dare I to assume your God and Goddess presence? How dare I to accept and embrace that which is sacred and divine in you in this present moment in time space? How dare I worship at the throne of your greatness, gods and goddesses, here and now, as we manifest our highest good and vibration, let us realize our destiny to change, to affect, to improve, to battle for, and indeed understanding and keeping in mind that peace is not the absence of challenge. Peace is not the absence of test. For indeed, when we are not challenged, when we are no longer being tested, when we are no longer active in the spirit realm, we cease to live, breathe, and exist. So in this most present and honorable moment in time space, may we forever give our ancestors and those who have sojourned and battled through and forward praise and glory and honor, and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. As we enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, work, and pronunciation that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all toward that which is most pure, most authentic, most real, most usable, most expectation right here and now in this present moment. As we enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, our Lawa and our deities, our Orisha, our guides and Dangas and spirits, and those who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine love and protection, wisdom and understanding. We light and illuminate our candle, constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, our heads, a reminder of the presence of light, even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this plastic, illusionary, temporary, seasonal, cyclical, ever-changing world plane dimension. We offer water, libation, for rebirth and rejuvenation and regeneration of that which is most enduring, of those who have come before and are still ever present with us when we acknowledge and connect and recognize. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection to spirit. So in the quietness and the stillness, hear the sounding, chiming harmony and vibrations of the divine crystalline universal reverberation, reordering, rebalancing us all ever steady back into light, into God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. If we can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, need, and deed. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me, beside me, within me, before me, divine guides along my way. Through every moment, every event, every situation, every emotion of every day, I am now wise and true, patient, kind, and loving too in all things I can do and be through the divine creator to empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is me, it is within me. I need only still my mind and my ego and all the various voices and just listen to the real me, the real I. They are my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength. Unveiling, I cannot be bound. They are my protection. I cannot be attacked. My all, my knowing. I know no fear, no illusion, no misrepresentation. For indeed, the divine truth is life and love, spirit, in co-unity. So co-create with me, co-create with me now, co-create with me in spirit, and it shall be. I will be forward momentarily, all is indeed and truly a blessing. Ashe.
Sampe Muntayu. Il s'en fait mon saillot, mon Dieu. Mon Dieu, dans le ciel, là, ça me fait mon saillot. sam fait mon saio, mon Dieu, non, c'est la sam fait mon saio.
Thank you.
listas. Me quedas una tortura, me quedas.
Sabe mucha yo.
Yo no sé la sabe mucha yo.
You may not be an issue as it relates to the dark side of the spirit realm. We've been discussing the dark side of spirituality and religion the last few days because I believe, and my guides are strongly suggesting, that many of us have become disconnected from the reality of the fundamentals, if you will, of the spirit realm. This is not a judgment. This is not your fault. This is clearly by divine. And if we can erase God, then we can erase the devil. If we can erase the angelic host and their emissaries that assist us, then we can erase the demonic forces and jinns that are here to complicate our path to regaining our God consciousness. So let us be clear. Let us recognize absolute divinity, absolute God, as well as absolute evil. For indeed, it is a part of the balance of this particular and specific universal dimension for which we share and inhabit. Some things are just not personal. They feel personal. They attack you at the heart. They attack you in your finances. They attack you through your children, through your family, through your friends. But indeed, for those of you who are on a spiritual path, this is not always personal. Indeed, the spirit realm knows and sees your life. Humans can hide. We can deny. We can mask. We can ignore. We can be deceived, if you will, from seeing something for what it is, because we live in a world of light, and where we are and how we stand determines what we see before us. It is an illusion. I'm hooked on a new show. Well, it's not a new show, but many of you have heard me make mention of Through the Wormhole, hosted by Morgan Freeman. But I really like these scientific programs, if you will, that reintroduce math and physics and astronomy and all those sciences in a way that we can grasp and understand and carry into our spirit, and then allow the guide and God and goddess to translate them for us into spirit. So I'm coming to pay a lot of attention to time and how we identify time and what time means to us as humans as well as individuals. Did you know that we pick up speed, if you will, in time, almost doubled as we get older? When you're a child and you're 2 and you're 5 and you're 10, you know, going to school and waiting on the summer seems like forever. Waiting for mama to allow you to open those Christmas gifts at midnight or on Christmas morning seems like forever. But as you gain experience and get older and move to a different place from your experience, time tends to speed up for us. I know when you get 30 and 35 and 40, it seems like time is just whizzing by and you wonder where it all goes. And I'm trying to share with you, introduce to you, coax you, if you will, into an understanding of how plastic and malleable and changeable our reality truly, truly is. We as inheritors of divine power. We are God. We are God manifest here and now present in the flesh. We are divinity, but we are also humanity. We are spirit that has now taken on certain laws of physicality, chemistry, biology, all the elements that go along with that dimension. So we live in a rather complicated place. if you will. It's not easy. It's not meant to be easy. I'm not suggesting easy. I am, however, suggesting a more peaceful coexistence. I am suggesting happy. I am suggesting being able to move away from the illusions as well as the experiences that have created and helped to solidify our blocks, if you will, that prevent us from seeing our God divinity, from seeing the arsenal of weapons and resources available to us. The devil knows this. For sure. So he knows that if I can get you to doubt God, doubt self, doubt your ability to change, doubt your ability to move from whatever you're experiencing, then half the battle is won. I also like to watch, and don't ask me why, because I really don't know, but I find a way to sort of gain something from watching the prison shows, Lock Up and Jail is a new one, and Hard Time is another one. Many of them are in California for some reason. Alex Mother Richard will explain it to us one day, why California is overrun with prisons. But something that I've learned through their experience. See, we are supposed to, as gods and goddesses, we're not always supposed to physically live out and try everything. That's the illusion of this physical earth plane reality. As spirit, as God, we can empathize and sympathize and draw in others' experiences and gain gold, diamonds, jewels, power, and information from that co-unity and experience. We should not all have to burn our hands to know the stove is hot. Your grandmama told your mama, and your mama told you, and most of us, as some, you know, have not had to endure the actuality of that experience. We kind of know that heat burns, and we don't fool with it. So we've got to learn to also look at science, math, art, life, and the experiences within us and around us as sort of a training tool, a movie, a university that can become very real, can become a part of our quote-unquote reality if we allow our minds to think that this is really all it is. But for those of us who are moving forward, who are evolving in spirit, those events now almost seem like something that we desire. I desire change. I desire confrontation, particularly if it means I'm not going to have to confront that thing again, particularly if it means I'm not going to have to come back here and live through this earth plane existence again, particularly if it means I don't have to live, as Bob Marley said, to fight that demon, that person, that entity again. I'd much rather confront it right in the face. I'd much rather deal with it. And allow yourself to feel the pain, the emotion, the joy. That is a virtual reality that divinity, that the divine creators have made a part of our human experience. As internet users, computer users, we all have a sense of what virtual is. So our emotions are real in one dimension, but are very illusionary in another. And our masters of meditation and transcendental meditation and yoga and other disciplines have taught us that we can reprogram heat and pain, sadness, unhappiness, reprogram it into something happy, something positive. It doesn't always have to be a trigger that takes you back. And as this show, Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman, I believe it's on Discovery, if you want to look that up, and you're unfamiliar with it. They suggest that there are people who can be stuck in time. Can be stuck in the past, can be stuck in the present, can be stuck in the future, and can cause our reality to mold around that understanding. It is suggested that schizophrenia may very well be an example of that, a disassociation or an excessive association with time, space, our personal individual relationship to events. So it's not always about us. Even if the illusion may appear that way, even if we are happening to find alternatives and solutions to maneuvering around this stuff, it's still just an illusion. It's still something that we, when we're in our God consciousness, have control over, have some sense of authority over when we're operating in spirit. This culture, Western world, and oppression and slavery have given us many false images, false illusions, false senses, which create a false sense of reality for us. Even now, even decades or centuries removed from these events, these events have to be dealt with and confronted and removed, just like removing a virus from your computer, an intruder who's found its way into your stronghold that needs to now be eradicated and removed, and those exposed to it cleansed. And those of us who are here and guided under the Spirit, I don't care where you are, preschool, elementary, junior high, senior high, college, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, doctorate, master, I don't care where you are in your journey. We have a responsibility to not only change ourselves, to not only remold ourselves, to not only deal with our stuff. And for what reason? Ultimately for our own personal self aggrandization, for our own happiness, or indeed more than that. We are interconnected. So your challenges are others' challenges. Again, I do apologize. We've lost sound in the chat room again. It's happened two or three times today in the show. Those who are on the phone line have gotten a consistent stream, and we are thankful for that. And of course, always go back and listen to the show in archive, and hopefully we pray that the archive is still intact. You can try refreshing the page. That may help. Goddess Mother Marisha, we most certainly appreciate your typing that in for me. Sometimes I just don't have an extra hand to do all of that. So I appreciate you doing that for me. But we've got to develop some endurance. Understand, times are not going to get easier. Times are going to get harder. That's a part of our reality. Times are going to get difficult. We're going to see a time where we're going to be confrontational as it relates to water, as it relates to food, as it relates to resources here on this planet. So things are changing. Our weather is changing. Our gravitational pull is changing. Our magnetic fields are changing. So indeed, so are we. And our sensitivity or desensitization to many things within us and around us. And as spirit beings, as inheritors of divinity, we have great creative power and allowance over not only our individual experience, but our shared and collective experience. Someone said earlier in the chat during the show that just being here and listening was somehow changing their breathing. They were breathing in a more calm and even and balanced way. And I say that just to suggest the great accessibility that we have to each other and each other's spirit body and each other's sense of reality. There are some of you I can call now, and no matter what I'm going through, you will bring me joy. You will bring me happiness. You can move me almost instantly outside of whatever the challenge is. And indeed, we all have this within us and for us. We must begin to move away from the selfishness of our individualized, westernized, personalized focus of me, myself, how I feel, what is this going to do for me, what am I going to get out of this, you know, how is this going to help me reach my goal, and really begin to understand that our blessings are directly tied physically, spiritually, mathematically, magically, ritually. Our blessings are tied directly to our giving, to our offering. Within the biological realm, within the realm of nature and creation, we must continue to give back and rebuild nature, or nature will one day fail us. And indeed, we must give and feed spirit as spirit continues to feed and nurture each and every one of us. So remember who you are, gods and goddesses, prophets, prophetess, king and queen, priests and priestess, evangelists, ministers, teachers, healers, givers, sharers, now under the sound of my voice in this squared circle. You are a created and self-created child, product, offspring, inheritor of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love, divine math, divine science, divine astrology, divine numerology, here and now manifest in this most present moment in time space. You are made in the image and likeness of your Creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and true, and no mistake can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, your magnificence. You are and have all that you need. It is divinely innate and inherent. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, transform, you inspire others to change and transform. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent, be light, be love, be powerful, be positive, for this is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us that divine light and spark of your most true, perfected, and authentic self. Remember, you are God. You are Goddess. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and remember with me your perfect light body and consciousness. Look, if you're having trouble, you have the right, the responsibility to fake it until you make it. Fake being happy. Pretend you're full of joy until it becomes your reality. You have the creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the love, the clarity, the environment, the nurture you need, seek, and desire to move forward. I am the divine prince, Tai Mecca, because my creators are all powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now, in this most present moment in time space. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, right now, I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am, because my creators are, and have all that I need right now in this moment. It is divinely innate and inherent. I am because my creators are, without beginning or ending. I am eternal, all-powerful. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose, joyful or full of sadness. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose, actively, aggressively, participating, being a part, making myself present. But I can also choose to lock myself up in this room and accept the illusion of isolation, because indeed it's an illusion. Let your house catch fire. You'll figure out how quickly your experience and your reality is tied to the next person. Your isolation is an illusion. It's a lie. It's a trick. It's a trap. And it's only as real as you have allowed it to make itself. We are free to experience life in absolute joy if we so choose. I don't care what you do to me. I don't care what I'm without. Been homeless, been on the street, been without, and was still full of joy, was still the divine prince, was still hoodoo tied. And God and Goddess perform miraculous miracles with me, through me, around me, for me, and before me. My consciousness, my demonstration, my materialization is not bound by time, space, place, what I have, what I don't have, what I need. Those things exist in the past. Those things exist in the future. Right now, like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. And my life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan right here, right now, in this most perfect divine moment in time space, which is the only moment in time space which we truly have right now. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and before me as I release my grip, my illusion of control on life. I am calm. I am at peace in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of, even if I can't see it right now. Do you think the sparrow sees tomorrow's meal right now? Do you think all the creatures in nature see and think about and plan for? It's provided as creation provides, as God provides, as the universe provides. So I'm at peace in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of, even if I cannot see it. Some of you got money in the bank right now. You can't see it. You can't see it. You're not Wonder Woman. You're not Superman. You cannot see it. But you have faith and trust that when you get to that ATM machine, when you get to that bank, you're going to be able to pull it out. So why can't we give God the same credit? Give God the same credit. Give divinity, which truly, if you're operating in reality, provides all of our needs. The illusion that we do for self and that we provide for self is an illusion. Well, we are active part, but it's an illusion. I am open to all of life's experience. As my life and the moments come and go, I am at peace, divine peace, serenity, tranquility, understanding and knowing. I do not judge. I welcome. I observe. I accept. And if problems arise, and they do and they will, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts and my mind and my ego and your mommy and your daddy's voices and the oppressor's voices and society's voices and the church members' voices and your community members' voices, when we get quiet, divinity will speak, will minister, will administer to you. All things will become clear. My life transforming in divine, magical, and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and significant. In some cases, even trite. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challengers to a place of serenity, tranquility, understanding, and knowing my path forward, becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal, clear, refined, colorful, vibrant, valued, utilitarian, focused. Every day, in every way, my life is becoming more and more harmonious as I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, place, what you think, feel, say, do, or believe. And like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators. I am divinely created. I am limitless, all powerful. I have the ability to endure. I am not going to break. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal, divine, cosmic wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. Ishu Alegwana Kosi Wari Awo Omoluto Ni Iwo Ada Afanbo Osi Obatala Ni Ita Ni Ivo Oniyo Abanishu. Ishu is the respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools that one versed in mysteries uses truth. To own you. You call it scattered to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals that have sacrificed. The owner of warning is the one who is Ishu. Aboru, Aboye, Abushishe, Ashe. May our evil reach a room. May our evil be accepted. May our evils allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe. For those of you who might be having a more difficult time right now than usual, I invite you, I implore you to drink from the fountain from which I have had my thirst quenched with Adama Aleji. She does come on wrfg.org/default.asp from Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday night. I believe from 11 to 2, or it might be from 11 to 3. It's a lengthy show, but it's very similar to this, of course, in the touch, with the touch and the emphasis of the goddess. Adama, when I heard her in the 90s, changed my life. And I owe a great deal of what I am and who I am and what I do today to Adama. So for those of you who aren't already connected, with me, you might want to link with me on Facebook now at www.facebook.com/TheDivinePrince, where you will find a link to WRFG AM 89.3, WRFG 89.3 FM in Atlanta, but you can listen to it on the internet. I posted the link in the live Rock Talk Radio chat. I've also posted it on my Facebook page. If you go there now and you look for Adama's name on the schedule, you're not going to see her name. And of course, I don't operate that site or that radio station, so I'm not quite sure why they, let's say, do the scheduling in the way that they do. But she does come on Thursday night. If you look at the schedule, they're calling it Jazz, Soothe of Soul, and then you see Night Watch. You don't really see a mention of her or her show, but she really does come on Thursday night. It says 10 p.m. That's Eastern time. So I want to say it's 11 p.m. Central time, and, of course, 9 p.m. Pacific time. And it is Adama, and she is a powerful, powerful sister, and I implore you, when I need that extra kick, when I need that extra help, when I need that boost, when I need my own sense of foundation restored, I go in and sup at the table with Adama. And, of course, I do invite each and every one of you to continue to be present here at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience from this beautiful, historic, legendary, enchanted, most haunted city of America, New Orleans, Louisiana. Uptown, Garden District, right around the corner from Ashe Cultural Center on Aretha Castle Haley. Ashe Cultural Center, www.ashecac.org. Remember, we are still asking that you send donations in my name to Ashe Cultural Center. Help me to continue to support Ashe Cultural Center. And until tomorrow, remember that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil. It is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Ashe.
will never sell my pride, no matter what evil does whisper, stay in my mind. Keep on praying, it's for sure. You can open giant doors. Will I but fight forevermore? Shall be the shield on my right hand. Watch over me, protect us from our enemies, and all the skies and far seas. Shall be the shield on my right hand.